Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And as always, if you'd like to contact the programme, you can text us to 51551 or you can tweet the programme at DriveTimeRTE. Now, the controversy over the appointment of Catherine Sapone at UN Special Envoy for Freedom of Expression by Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney continued today. The appointment was made without the knowledge of Taoiseach Micheál Martin or indeed his Green Party cabinet colleagues. And speaking on the News at One today, Minister Coveney was asked if he apologised to the Taoiseach.
Well, no, I rang the Taoiseach to explain what happened and also to express regret that he hadn't been informed, as of course he should have been, because nothing should come to Cabinet without the Taoiseach knowing about it.
Fionnán Sheehan joins us now, Ireland editor with independent.ie. Was that an apology, Fionnán?
Well, a merchant prince from Cork apologising to a boxer's son from Turner's Cross. Anybody who's ever lived in Leaside would have thought that one was a strange one in the first place when we heard Micheál Martin say another on the week that he apologised. Simon Coveney had clarified later in that interview that he said he was sorry that something had come to Cabinet and the Taoiseach wasn't aware of it. So seems to be sorry that events happened, but I didn't really get the impression there was a massively profuse apology to the Taoiseach for this happening in the first place and the disrespect that showed to him and to his office.
So this story broke a couple of days ago and it's been in the news since then. We've heard from Leo Varadkar about it. We've heard from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin about it. But everyone wanted to hear from Simon Coveney. Indeed, Micheál Martin repeatedly said that's for Simon Coveney to answer when he was asked questions about it. So today the minister came out to clarify the situation. He said he was happy to do that. Did he clarify the situation?
No, not quite. He was out anyway because he was at a North-South Ministerial Council. So whether he liked it or not, he was going to be asked about it at that. So he's had that 72-hour window to come out and clear up this matter, which he didn't avail of. And today we pretty much saw why he hasn't, because he seemed to throw up more questions than answers today. So we have a number of contradictions now. Previously, we were told Catherine Sapone had contacted the government looking for this role. Now Simon Coveney is saying no, that he contacted her and offered it to her. Didn't offer it to anybody else, but specifically to her, but yet it's not a makey-uppy role that's just configured just for her. We're also seeing the creation of the role, therefore, for her, or was it a creation of a role in general? If she had said no, was somebody else going to be offered this job? It would appear that her credentials, her CV and her current location points to it just being her. And now this issue of the Taoiseach not being told, but Fine Gael being ministers being told, and exactly how this came about. So questions now arising are, so what exactly were the contacts between the Department of Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney and Catherine Sapone? Was there contacts with the UN embassy, for example? What is the remit of this role? Because it doesn't appear that anybody has actually been informed that Catherine Sapone is now flying the Irish flag. So all of those questions are now arising, and very definitely Simon Coveney did not clear them up. I mean, we're coming up now to the 20th anniversary of the famous Joe Jacob interview about the iodine tablets. It's not quite up there, but certainly the tone that Simon Coveney set today seemed to start with arrogance, go into petulance and end up with intransigence. He didn't really seem to realise why exactly he should be questioned on this matter. So he started out the week not really being accountable to the Taoiseach because he couldn't even be bothered telling him in advance about this, seemingly because he didn't realise that it would become a big political issue. Hasn't really responded to the opposition. But now, furthermore, hasn't really explained to the public what was the purpose of this. What exactly will she be doing, and how does that benefit Ireland? There are legitimate questions. Simon Coveney is falling back on the question that nobody is asking, or the point nobody's making, which is saying, oh, well, people are now questioning Catherine Sapone's credentials. They're not. People have acknowledged all week a fine human rights record, a great campaigner for LGBT rights and also for disadvantaged education, let's remember, in this country, and has her own political career. So her CV stands. The question mark here is, why exactly did Simon Coveney choose to create this role for a minister who was in government only 12 months ago?
And on that question, you mentioned it there has been some confusion over who approached who over the job. And firstly, we heard from Leo Varadkar, as I mentioned earlier this week. He was speaking to Claire Byrne on Wednesday. And let's hear what he had to say about who approached who.
My understanding is that she approached Minister Coveney. She's now based in New York. She knows the UN system. She was our special envoy, by the way, to the UN last government, was very involved in helping us to win that seat in the Security Council alongside me and Kieran Cannon and Simon Coveney. She said she's available. She offered to do the work.
And then this is what Simon Coveney had to say to Brian Dobson today.
What happened was that this time last year, when Catherine Zappone was no longer a minister, she moved to New York. She had been working with me and with Leo Varadkar and others in government on the campaign to get Ireland on the UN Security Council and been very actively involved in that. As she moved to New York, she contacted me to say, look, if there's anything I can do to support our work on the Security Council, I'd be deeply interested in doing that. And I'm now living in New York, if I can be helpful in any way. That's essentially what Catherine Zappone said to me this time last year. Many months after that, we decided that we would do what many other countries are doing, which is to use a special envoy role as a diplomatic tool. And it was only when we decided we wanted to do it that I contacted Catherine and asked her whether she'd be willing to do this role.
Now, I know since then, Fionnán, Leo Varadkar has been also speaking to the media, and he said whatever Simon Coveney said is probably correct about this, or not probably, is correct about this. But there is a difference in their understanding of what happened. Is it important, do you think?
Yes. So Leo Varadkar is saying the new version is the version we're now going on, and ignore what I said earlier on in the week. It is important because it's now become an issue about transparency within the government. When you have got an accusation of cronyism at play here, and people saying this was a minister who served in government with Fine Gael up until June of last year, who is now being handed a role, whatever that role may be, it's according somebody's status, and it is saying that they have effectively got a position kind of akin to an ambassador on a particular issue, effectively wrapping the tricolour around her and saying she represents our country, then there is an issue here. Simon Coveney, in his responses to Brian Dobson today, kind of seemed to be suggesting that kind of, you know, the little people don't really understand how this works. If anything, people do understand that influence on behalf of Ireland on the international stage does actually matter, because particularly in the last 4 to 5 years, we've seen what happens with the United States and the UK when countries decide that they are not going to engage on an international level, either on an institutional or bilateral level. So in fact, you know, credit people a lot more intelligence than Simon Coveney is doing here. We're looking for a simple explanation about how this has come about, and it's not quite clear. Within government itself, there is also a knock-on consequences that again, you're seeing people today, such as Timmy Dooley, who would be regarded as a kind of a long-time Micheál Martin loyalist, questioning why exactly was this role being created in the first place. Why this role? Why now? And why this individual? For example, somebody who's on your show on a regular basis, Bertie Ahern, why is he not appointed, for example, as a special envoy to Northern Ireland to liaise with the unionist community to develop a greater understanding about the Northern Ireland Protocol? So there's a whole host of people and a whole host of topics that you could throw up and say, why don't we appoint a former politician as a special envoy there? It doesn't arise, and that's what Simon Coveney's difficulty is now, that he has not cleared this up as he was effectively requested to do by the Taoiseach.
Okay, so we are going to be hearing, we're going to be speaking to Timmy Dooley later in the programme. We're going to be hearing from Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin as well, and indeed we have asked for a representative from Fine Gael or the Green Party or someone from Fianna Fáil who would like to support what has gone on, but we haven't heard anyone or no one has been made available to the programme as of yet. But just on that, and finally, Fiona, the Taoiseach tried to draw a line under all this earlier in the week, saying let's keep things in perspective. The Cabinet meeting was full of much more important things than this, really. You know, it shouldn't have happened, but let's move on. Can he move on now after that interview, do you think, or does this bring everyone right back to a new point?
Well, part of the explanation earlier on in the week was that there was 41 items on the agenda that Simon Coveney had. We thought five, he's actually said seven agenda items himself. This seems to have been in the fine print of one. What's ultimately not clear here is in terms of the relations between the coalition partners is why did nobody on the Fine Gael side, between ministers and advisers, flag it with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party that this was coming down the track? If ultimately Simon Coveney is saying here, we decided some time ago to appoint a special envoy in this case, what's the we? who exactly is the we? Where what was the process that was engaged in there? If basically the Taoiseach is sitting at the cabinet meeting the other day going, huh, I knew nothing about this.
Mm. And sorry, a very final question. What about Catherine Sapone? We've also asked to speak to her in the programme and she hasn't been available. Will she be able to take up this role?
Well, she's available when it suits her to be available. She did an interview with Miriam McCallaghan on your own station only 10 days ago. It was a very, very touching, very poignant interview about her late former partner. She was able to talk about her new life back in the United States and her work during the Joe Biden campaign. So if she wants to come out and speak, then she can. There's nothing stopping her, by the way, in that regard. We've previous special envoys. John Deasy, for example, on the immigration issue on Capitol Hill, he was often quoted or would brief, depending upon the confidentiality of what he was dealing with. Eamon Gilmore, when he was appointed to South America, particularly to deal with the conflict in Colombia, often gave briefings on his situation. Bertie Ahern, as previously mentioned, he was out in Papua New Guinea, spoke about the process there. So there's nothing precluding a special envoy from speaking. Will she be able to take up this role? Well, there's now calls from the likes of Paul Murphy and people before Prophet saying she shouldn't take up this role because it's now become a controversy. The issue here is that this was actually a fairly straightforward task. They were identifying a role where they were saying there was a gap that they had a suitable candidate to put into it. It is the process where things have slipped up here, and that the finger of blame has to rest firmly with Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar in this regard.
Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, trade and employment, and by Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley. And just to note again, we did ask for a spokesperson from Fine Gael and from the Green Party, but no one was available to the programme. We have also asked to speak to former Minister Catherine Sapone, but she is also not available. Louise, I might start with yourself, and in terms of what we learned today, Minister Simon Coveney said that Catherine Sapone spoke to him a year ago and just suggested that if there was any work she could do to help with Ireland's work at the UN Security Council, that she'd be available for that. And he said then many months later, the Department of Foreign Affairs devised this new role and he went to Catherine and asked her if she might be interested. Is that a sufficient explanation in your view as to how this all came about?
No, well, it directly contradicts what the leader of Fine Gael and the deputy head of government said. And Minister Coveney didn't really deal with the issue around what happened to Taoiseach. Taoiseach was clearly blindsided at the cabinet meeting. Minister Coveney made it very clear that the Fine Gael members of cabinet were aware of this appointment. And the Fianna Fáil and the Green Party ministers and indeed the head of government, the Taoiseach, were not made aware of this appointment. But as I've said, today's version of events as outlined by Minister Coveney contradicts what was said by Taoiseach de Varadkar earlier on in the week.
And now, it's just Leo Varadkar has come out again today since Simon Coveney's interview, and Leo Varadkar has said that he's sure that whatever Simon Coveney has said in this is correct.
Here, Sarah, come on now. You know, I don't know what it was he said, but I'm sure it was right. I can't remember how it happened, but I know it was all in order. More of this kind of nonsense. It's damaging and it undermines confidence in government. But I mean, really, the person that we should be hearing from is Micheál Martin. He has the power now to stop this appointment going ahead. I think, you know, he should answer questions. Of course he should. I mean, how this happened, how it was brought up. It's not a trivial matter. It's an important matter. Of course, Cabinet discusses a lot of important matters. But this is an important matter too. And it appears that despite being blindsided, Taoiseach was very happy to just let this appointment slide through. But I do think he needs to now stand up for fair procedures. He seemed quite happy to throw fair procedures and everything else out the window. But I think he needs to stand up for fair procedures now. Okay. And to halt this appointment.
Well, we have Timmy Dooley from Fianna Fáil on the line. And we might start with some of those charges put by Louise O'Reilly there, Timmy, that the Taoiseach was sort of happy to turn a blind eye to the fact that fair procedures weren't followed.
Well, I don't know about that, Sarah. I wasn't at the Cabinet and I'm not part of the Cabinet. So, you know, that'll be for the Taoiseach to address, and I'm sure he will and has done. But look, I think from my perspective, I agree with the principle of special envoys. But I think if it were to happen, it would be a significant policy shift, which I would welcome. But I think there's a process that you would go through, first of all, and that process, in my view, wasn't followed. Normally, that would take the development of a position paper around special envoys. You'd expect there'd be a discussion in the Oireachtas. And then, and only then, would you start developing a list of
the positions, what envoys would benefit the state. And at the last stage, you'd look to who might occupy those. And I could think off the top of my head a number of areas that we should have special envoys in. And I would think of the environment and climate change. I think there's issues around taxation, corporate tax, which will go under an enormous pressure internationally at the moment. The undocumented Irish was one where John Deasy did a lot of work. And I've no doubt if somebody came forward with the name of Gerry Adams to use his influence in the United States, he'd be well capable of assisting in that regard. So it's not about necessarily the anointing of somebody who has particular influence, experience, contacts and a network that goes to the appointment of such a position. For me, it's about a priority list that identifies the areas where we actually need an envoy. Now, that's not to minimise.
It does sound, to be honest, that you are minimising what Catherine Spone has been appointed to, which
not
is
at
the
all.
Job.
And I was about to get. I was about to get to that point.
Well, just in case people have forgotten or aren't aware of what she is being special envoy for, it's to promote LGBTQ rights and freedom of expression. And many people will put that right up there with corporate tax and some of the other issues that you've mentioned.
And so would I. But the reality is, I don't believe that we necessarily need an envoy at UN level. I think we need to do a hell of a lot more at home. I talk to young people who have had a difficulty in coming out to their parents, to their friends, to their colleagues. I don't think an envoy sitting in the UN addressing internationally.
Well, I tell you what, that's really almost a different issue as to whether or not our special envoy should be for X, Y or Z. The questions really around today and for all of this week is how this position came to be filled in the first place. Who asked who for the job? Who thought up the job? And how was it filled? What were the criteria for filling it? Was there any criteria?
That's the point.
Was anybody else considered? And the answer we know to that was no. And I just wonder what you think as a member of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party about your government standing over this.
What I would like to have seen was the developing a process for the identification of special envoys, which I support. In terms of the identification, that comes later. I think this, unfortunately, the decision that was taken just to select one particular area and one individual has undermined the potential now, I think, for the notion of special envoys as a process going forward.
Okay, Louise?
This is just a good old-fashioned stroke being pulled by Fine Gael and indeed rubber-stamped by the Cabinet. I understand that Timmy'd like to talk about all sorts of wonderful things that could be happening, but we really do need to deal with the fact that the Taoiseach was blindsided. The Taoiseach now needs to come out and address this matter, I believe, in public. And indeed, he needs to halt this. I mean, I had a clinic this morning in Balbriggan. Every person that came in wanted to talk about this. They rolled their eyes. They said, this is just business as usual, back-scratching, cronyism. That's exactly all that's going on. So that's the perception, and the Taoiseach needs to deal with that because he's the one who sits at the head of government. He rubber-stamped this appointment. And of course, what Timmy says has merit, and down the line, definitely that discussion should happen. But we need to deal with the here and now. And as it stands, the Cabinet have simply rubber-stamped this act of stroke or cronyism or whatever word you want to put on it, jobs for the boys, whatever word you want to put on it. The Taoiseach needs to deal with this. Okay. He has the power to halt this appointment, and that's exactly what he should be doing.
Timmy, back-scratching cronyism.
Well, look, Louise is going to make the political point, and quite frankly, I want to address it in a different way. I want to look at the merit of having the notion of political envoys,
hold on a second. You're here as a member of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. It's a pretty serious charge that your government is standing over back-scratching cronyism, and it should be easy enough, I would have thought, for you to say that's not the case.
Political charges are made every day.
Sure, do you stand over that political charge? Do you agree with it or disagree? Is this an instance of back-scratching cronyism?
Well, it's not an instance of back-scratching cronyism, but what it is an unfortunate situation that has developed for whatever reason. If I could complete, that has developed for whatever reason. And I think it has to be brought to an end. And I would hope that Catherine Sapone, having looked at this now and having recognised the difficulties that it has created, having created the level of public outrage that it has created, and considering that it was, you know, may have happened inadvertently because she suggested I'm in New York, I'd be available to help, and a position was created as a result of that initial, that she should now effectively pull back, indicate that she's not prepared to take up the position, and we start again with an appropriate process that I identified at the outset, that we agree with the principles of special envoys, that we develop a discussion paper
okay.
on it.
So Catherine Sibone should turn down the job, is what you're saying?
Well, that would be my view, yes.
Okay. I know you tweeted something to that view earlier on today, a couple of hours ago. You got quite a lot of engagement on that tweet. I wonder, did you hear from any of your colleagues in the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party who support that position?
Oh, look, I talk to my colleagues all the time, and I think there's a significant level of disquiet across the political divide. It's not just about Fianna Fáil versus Fine Gael. We're all working together to try to put a cohesive government together, and it's working pretty well. I think this is unfortunate.
It's working pretty well. The Minister for Foreign Affairs
said
today.
Sorry, but hold on a second.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs, I'm talking about the government working well. The Minister for Foreign Affairs said today he brought a memo to Cabinet and only told the Fine Gael ministers about it. Is that a government working well?
That's unfortunate. The government is working well to deliver on major issues. Yes, this is a hiccup, and in my view, it has to be addressed, and I'm sure it will be addressed. It's unfortunate that it has happened like this. It's unfortunate for what I would believe is an important position that we should be moving towards, which is appointment of a special envoys. I accept that the Minister for Foreign Affairs is extremely busy, and he identified that today. I don't think he intended to cause insult or injury to the Cabinet or to the cohesiveness of it. Unfortunately, I think it has the potential to do that if it's not addressed, quite frankly. I know Simon Coveney a long time. He's a straight and honest guy. I don't think he set out to cause any annoyance or to undermine Fianna Fáil in any respect. Unfortunately, I think that has happened, and I think it needs to be addressed now.
Addressed by Catherine Sibone withdrawing?
Well, whoever. That would be helpful, yes, in the first instance.
OK, and do you think Micheál Martin needs to address the lack of cohesion that's been outlined by Simon Coveney today?
Look, I think he's addressing that on a daily basis. He's the Taoiseach of a three-party government. And of course, there are issues that arise from time to time that have to be addressed. But the sooner they get addressed, the better, and you move on. You know, all members of government are extremely busy on other areas at the minute, and they're doing what they can, they're doing their best. But when issues arise like this, I think it's better to try to clarify the situation, address it insofar as you can, and then move on again.
OK, and has that been done to a large extent, Louise, at this point? You know, Simon Coveney has addressed what has happened here. It perhaps hasn't been to the satisfaction of some people, with Timmy saying that he believes Catherine Sibone perhaps should withdraw, but apart from that, is there much else to discuss?
Well, I think Minister Coveney this morning raised as many questions as he provided answers. There's no transparency at all, actually. And I think, to be fair, and Timmy is a member of a government party, but when you use phrases, I mean, we're talking about what I would call a stroke, or what certainly what my constituents call cronyism and backslapping, and to say it was a bit of a hiccup, or indeed that the appointment or aspects of it happened inadvertently. This is a serious job. The government should be serious about it. Micheál Martin needs to address this. He needs to ensure that the appointment is halted, and I think that's within his gift to do that. But it's not acceptable that a hands-off approach will be taken, that Timmy would expect that the government will simply shrug their shoulders and say, well, you know.
Okay, so what is Sinn Féin calling for at this point?
The Taoiseach needs to intervene and halt this appointment. It's within his gift to do it. And then he also needs to make clear exactly what it is that's happening at the heart of government, because what's gone on the last couple of days has been nothing short of a chaotic shambles. And anyone looking in from the outside who does a normal job where they turn up and they do their work and their work is scrutinised, people are looking at this and scratching their heads and thinking, what is happening at the Cabinet table? Why is there, why was a situation allowed to develop whereby all of the Fine Gael ministers knew about an appointment and the Taoiseach, the head of government, was kept in the dark? That cannot be acceptable. It's not a good way to run the government. And the Taoiseach needs to take a hold of this. But he can stop the appointment, Sarah, and he should do that.
So if Catherine Sibone, Timmy, doesn't withdraw, do you think the Taoiseach should step in?
Well, that would have to be a discussion between the three parties, I would have thought, because quite frankly, once a decision has been taken at Cabinet, it would require, I would have thought, a decision of the three-party leaders to change that.
Well, should Micheál Martin do that? Because we heard from Simon Coveney today that he has spoken to Catherine Sibone about that, and he has said to her he wants her to take the job, the implication being perhaps that she was considering not. Now, he didn't say that, but he said that he reiterated to her very recently, given the uproar about all of this, that he still wanted her to take the job. So Fine Gael standing strong behind it. Do you think Fianna Fáil led by Micheál Martin, should...
Well, my preferred option would be for the former minister to withdraw her interest in the role. What we don't want now is to see anything that would cause difficulty for a cabinet and a government that's working on really major issues, whether they be housing, whether it be the vaccine rollout, whether it be addressing the fallout from COVID.
But if so, the Catherine Zubon does not do that, because there's no indication at this point that she is going to do that, do you think Micheál Martin should intervene, as Sinn Féin has now called for?
I think the three party leaders should try to resolve the issue as quickly as possible so that it doesn't continue to be a distraction from the really important issues. I don't think, when you recognise the way this government is put together, that all the weight of responsibility lies on the shoulders of Micheál Martin. And naturally enough, that was the route that Louise would go, and that's how I perhaps would go if I was playing from an opposition perspective. But
well,
I think that doesn't advance
from an opposition perspective.
This is not playing.
Louise, there's a crisis every day, Louise. Let's be honest about it.
Timmy,
and I get that.
You can try and dismiss this.
I'm not dismissing it, Louise.
You can try and minimise it, or indeed make it the fault or an issue for a person that lives thousands of miles away. The buck stops with your party leader, and you know that, Timmy. You know that.
Louise, the reality is that there's a three-party government. They work well together
most
of the time.
And two out of three of them were blindsided by one other party, and the head of government needs to deal with it, Timmy.
And there's an issue that has arisen, and I would be hopeful that it can be addressed to everybody's satisfaction.
All right, lots of texts coming in on this. One person wondering about the special envoy for disabled people who are too poor to pay for healthcare. Another saying that a special envoy for freedom of expression is yet another of the many useless quango jobs that's costing society too much money. And another talking about how it's more important to discuss the amount of bills that are pushed through before the summer recess. That one comes from Bernie. And indeed, Bernie, we are going to be getting back to that story a little later in the programme. And we'll leave it there for the moment. We'll see how it goes. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us. That is Timmy Dooley, Fianna Fáil Senator, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on Enterprise, Trade and Employment. You can keep your texts coming to 51551.